Hi, Mark Raviski here for Parables That Preach, a podcast for preachers. Today is Friday, April 19th, 2024, and this is episode 87, and it is entitled Checkmate. Back in 1837, a young man, well, a baby, was born named Paul Morphy. While unassuming in his birth, he would rise to become one of the greatest chess players in world history. In fact, at the age of 9, while living in New Orleans, General Winfield Scott was traveling through on his way to the war with Mexico when he was looking for a competitive player to play chess with. Winfield Scott believed that he was a pretty good player, and he wanted somebody who would actually challenge him. When they brought in the 9-year-old Paul Morphy, he assumed they were playing a trick on him, but they assured him he wasn't. They played 2 games, which Paul Morphy handily beat him at. By 21, he was considered a world-class champion. He'd traveled over Europe and many other places, easily dispatching his opponents. But there was one story, often put to legend, but in fact has a basis of truth to it, after all. It seems the true story has Paul Morphy visiting a friend's house where a replica of a famous painting, often referred to as Checkmated, was hanging on the wall by Mortis Retsch. The painting depicts 2 men playing chess, one being the devil, the other being a young man, and a description below the painting states that the devil and the young man have a bet. And if the young man loses, he forfeits his soul to the devil. Well, the devil's made his move, and you can see the sly look on his face. The young man has his hand against his forehead with a look of despair. He's going to lose. You can see the sad resignation on his face. He fears the worst. Well, Paul Morphy stared at that painting for a long time. And before long, he told his friend, "It's not over. The young man has one more move. I could win the match for him." And so they set up the chessboard just like it was on the painting. And within a couple moves, the devil was placed in checkmate. Satan wants you to believe that he has you in checkmate. But Jesus wants you to know differently. 2 Corinthians 13:4 says, "For Jesus was crucified in weakness, but lives by the power of God. For we also are weak in him, but in dealing with you we will live with him by the power of God." With Jesus, it's never over. Jesus put the devil in checkmate so we can live in God's power. Whose power are you living by today? Does your attitude and actions reflect the power of God, or your reliance on the power of this world? Choose to follow Jesus and put the devil in checkmate. Until next time, this has been Mark Raviski. For Parables That Preach, make sure you preach the word.